quest of firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا once again during this auspicious and merciful, blessed month of Ramadanul Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, without any further ado, we need to hear the excellences and the benefits of reciting durood and salawat salutations upon the pride of mankind, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, he has mentioned in the blessed hadith Mubarak that the person who sends durood, salawat salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habib ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, today the topic of our discussion, it is actually the backbone of this entire silsila. Remember, previously we have been mentioning on various occasions that whatever topics we are having in this silsila, quest of a believer as our silsila, all these topics are designed to help us navigate our journey towards the akhirat, towards the hereafter, without any difficulties. Yes, of course, there will be difficulties, but if we are going to learn and attach ourselves to this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, that is your Dawat-e-Islami, and we are going to stay tuned to our Madani channel, then inshallah, thumma inshallah, through the topics and silsilas of this nature, we will be able to navigate our ways towards the akhirat without any difficulty. And today, we have a topic of topics. And in this topic, we will be dealing with something very, very special. Like I've said, this is the backbone of this whole entire silsila we're having. And therefore, viewers of Madani Channel, our topic of discussion today is prefer the life of the hereafter over this worldly life. This is our topic today, where we are going to discuss in details the importance of preferring the life of the hereafter over this worldly life, and some of the ways in which we can navigate our ways towards the hereafter. And today in studio, to help us have an insight and a deeper understanding of the hereafter, we have a personality from our Jamiatul Madina in Lodium, Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, alhamdulillah, is with us in the studio. Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Once again, marhaba huzur, we welcome you to our beautiful show, The Quest of a Believer. Alhamdulillah, this topic that we have today is actually the backbone of this silsila, because we all journeying towards the afterlife. We are travelers in this world. One day, there will be no Abdul Majid in this world. There will be no Maulana Asim Madani in this world. All of us would have moved from this world to the next. If we take a look at many hadith mubarakah, many verses of the whole Quran, Allah, they always keep telling us the importance of the afterlife over the life of this world. In other words, to say, we should give more preference to the akhirat over the life of this world. So, Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, I mean, looking at the whole Quran is the ocean of knowledge. Looking at the personality of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his sayings, his actions, oceans of knowledge for us to learn. But today, I want you to help us unpack the importance of preferring the life of the hereafter over the life of this world, based on Quran and Hadith.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Holy Quran, Bal tu'thiruna al-hayata ad-dunya. Wal-akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. Inna hadha lafi s-suhufi al-ula. Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. Rather, you prefer the life of this world, and the hereafter is better and everlasting. Indeed, this is mentioned in the former scriptures, in the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa. This is a statement of Holy Quran. Bal tu'thiruna al-hayata ad-dunya. You prefer dunya over the akhirah. Wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. But the akhirah is better, and not only better, wa abqa, and everlasting. This world has come to an end one day. As you have said that a day will come when you and me will not be here. May Allah save our iman. Amen. May we leave this world with iman and afiyah. May we take our last breath under the shade of Gumbad-e-Hazra, in the feet of our beloved Mustafa Jane Rahmat Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, with iman and afiyah. But this is a fact and reality of this world, that no one came here forever. This world is deception, and people prefer this world over the akhirah. And look at the method of Holy Quran. Normally what happens that when ulama-i-kiram write any hadith, so they provide a reference that this hadith has been taken from Bukhari Sharif, from Muslim Sharif. If they write the commentary of any hadith, maybe let's suppose from Irshad Usari, from Fathul Bari, so they will write the reference that the Shara, the commentary of this hadith has been taken from Fathul Bari. They provide the reference in order to strengthen their statement. Allah Azza wa Jal does not need to provide any reference. Whatever Allah says is haq and true. He doesn't need to provide any reference. But look at the method of the Holy Quran. Quran says, Bal tu'thiruna al-hayata ad-dunya wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. Inna hadha lafi s-suhufi al-ula, suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. Meaning, this what I have said, that you prefer dunya over the akhirah, is something which I have mentioned in previous scriptures as well. In the scriptures of Musa and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhis salam, it is not something new. So Quran has given this judgment that akhirah is better. I would like to quote a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. After listening to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dear viewers of Madini channel, imagine how better the akhirah is. Try to imagine, is akhirah better or dunya? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the very last person who will enter Jannah, sometime he will walk, sometime he will fall. Sometime the fire of hell will burn him, but finally he will get rid of this and he will be saved from hellfire. This person will see a tree from far. a beautiful tree. Now this person will speak to Allah. He will beg in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, allow me to go and sit in the shade of this tree. Near that tree, a spring will be flowing. He will say, allow me to go and sit in the shade of this tree and allow me to drink water from that spring. Allah will say that, oh my Banda, promise that you will not, never ask for anything else after that. Do you promise? He will say, yes, I promise that I will never ask for anything else after this. Allah Azza wa Jal will allow him to go and sit in the shade of that tree. He will go sit in the shade. He will enjoy. He will drink the water from the spring. He will enjoy the water. But all of the sudden, his eyes will fall on another beautiful tree, which will be more beautiful than this first one. He will request again, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, have mercy upon me for one more time. Allah Azza wa Jal will ask that person, didn't you promise that you will never ask for anything else? You will say, yes, I promised, but this is the last request. Please have mercy upon me and allow me to go and sit in the shade of this beautiful tree and allow me to drink water from the spring. Allah Azza wa Jal will allow him. He will go sit in the shade of that tree, will drink water from the spring. This is very long. I'll make it short. Finally, this person will reach to the door of Jannah.
Allah Akbar. From one tree to another like that until he reaches the door of Jannah.
Where he will be able to feel the fragrance of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
He will be able to hear the voices of the people of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Now he will say, Ya Allah, please allow me to enter.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal will speak to this person and say that, O my Banda, if I grant you the place in Jannah, double then the size of the land of the world, will you be pleased then? This person, since he will be thinking that I'm the last person to enter Jannah. Jannah is already full. There's no space. And Allah is telling me to provide me, to grant me double the size of this world in Jannah. He will be thinking that,
how is it possible?
So he will say that, Ya Allah, are you mocking? The narrator of this hadith is Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. When he was narrating this hadith to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled. And he asked the companions that, would you not ask me the reason of smiling? So they asked him the reason. So he told them that, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this to me, so he also smiled.
Subhanallah.
We also asked him the reason. So he said that when this person will say this to Allah, that are you mocking? Allah will also express happiness at that time.
Subhanallah.
Then Allah will say, oh my Banda, I am pure from mocking. And I am Qadir. And I have power to grant you all that. Go enter Jannah. And I am granting you the place in Jannah double than the size of this world.
Subhanallah.
And it has been mentioned in different narrations that this person will be given the least amount of land in Jannah.
Allah Akbar. So surprising, Huzur, that the least is equivalent to
double the size of this world.
I mean, I'm thinking to myself as you're saying this, that, you know, kings of this world, they own a very small portion. But, you know, they feel that, you know, we live in the best in this world. Like the president and all these people that have, you know, countries. But now, the last person to enter into Jannah will have such a big portion of the land that is equivalent to double size of this world. Allahu Akbar. Amazing.
So that is better.
Allahu Akbar.
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
سبحان اللہ.
آخرت is better and everlasting.
سبحان اللہ. سبحان اللہ.
I mean, if a person is given 1,000 years of the life, he works day and night, he earns money, he will still not be able to buy this entire world. And the person who will be given the least, I mean, portion of the land in Jannah will be double than the size of this world.
Subhanallah. Amazing.
That is what Quran says, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. But people are negligent. We are negligent. We are sinful people. We are living such a life that looks that we are not ready to die. Like, we see people dying, but from our behavior, it looks like we don't think that we are also going to leave this world one day.
Mm-hmm.
Death is not for us. Allahu Akbar. Quran says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ.
Subhanallah.
This life of this dunya is not but a goods of deception. Quran says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. Allah has bought, purchased the lives of the believers and the wealth of the believers in exchange of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
So when we have sold our lives, when we have sold our wealth, our belongings to Allah, so it means nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Allah. So now tell me, when you buy something, when you go to market, let's suppose you buy a laptop, you buy a mobile phone. Does the person who sold it to you has any right to do any tasarruf or any transaction or anything with your property now? It belongs to you.
He doesn't own it.
He doesn't own it. You are the owner now. Right. He doesn't have any right to do anything with that. And now, since we have sold our lives and our wealth to Allah Azza wa Jal, so we don't have any right to do anything without His permission.
Subhanallah.
We are not allowed to spend our life according to our own wishes and desires. We will see what the owner says. How does he want? What does he say? And look at the value of our life. And look at the value of our wealth.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jannah. In exchange of Jannah, we have sold our lives and our wealth.
Subhanallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, as we have just had, Allahu Akbar, the beautiful explanation about the preferences of Akhirat over this world. A very beautiful ayat of the whole Quran has been mentioned, where we are told that as Muslims, as believers, we have sold our lives and we have sold our wealth to Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, very importantly, we need to understand that we don't own our lives, we don't own our properties, we don't own our wealth. It now belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Malana Asim Madani Sahib has just explained. And the next question that I want Malana Asim Madani Sahib to deal with is, verily as Muslims, we understand this ayat of the Holy Quran and we believe in this ayat of the Holy Quran. But why is it that our attitude and our behavior and our mannerism is contrary to this ayat of the Holy Quran? What could be causes of us being so negligent, knowing that we have sold our lives, we have sold our properties, we have sold our wealth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're still living our lives like we own our lives. We're still, you know, spending that wealth like we own it. You know, the true essence of that transaction that has happened between us and Allah as believers, you know, it has just happened on the basis of believing, but practically we don't see this transaction in motion. What could be some of the reasons why we're still living our lives recklessly despite having sold our lives and our wealth to Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala in exchange of Jannah?
The love of this dunya has overpowered the love of Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
The love of this dunya has overpowered the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is what happened to Pharaoh. That is what happened to Karun. They had all the luxuries of this world.
Right, right.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment. That person will be brought forward who has been blessed with the most favors and bounties in dunya. He will not be yet thrown into the hellfire. He will just be dipped in the fire. Then a question will be asked from him that, tell me, did you ever receive any favor in dunya?
Allah.
You will forget everything. You will forget everything. You will say, Ya Allah, Wallah, Ya Allah, Yo Qasam. I never saw any favor in dunya.
Allah, he didn't even take a Qasam.
I never saw any bounty in dunya, in this dunya. So this dunya is deception and we actually love this dunya. That is the reason that people have completely forgotten their akhirah, their qabr.
Nobody wants to die.
Whether a person wants to die or doesn't want to die, when Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam will come, he will not ask you your wish. What do you wish?
Allah.
There was a person, he was very rich and one of those people who loved this dunya. His aim was to only earn and earn and earn and earn. But the day came when Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam came. When the Israel alayhi salatu wasalam came, so he called his all the children and told them to bring all his belongings, all his wealth and goods in front of his eyes, in front of him. They brought. After seeing all his wealth, he started crying. Then as the Israel alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, why are you crying? I will never move from here until I take out your soul. He said that, give me some time so that I may distribute my wealth.
Allah.
Hazrat Israel alayhi salam told him that you have lost that chance. You have missed that chance. Now it's the time of leaving this world. And he captured his soul and he left this world.
Allah.
Did his wealth help him? Only your that wealth is going to help you which you spent in the path of Allah. Those children are going to help you, which have learned Ilmadeen. You educated them. Quran. They have learned Quran. They have learned Hadith. They are going to benefit you after you leave this world. The wealth which you have spent in the path of Allah, that wealth is going to benefit you. Otherwise, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Quran says that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinns and humans, but only for worshipping me. That is the reason that why we have been created. So as a believer, as a Muslim, we should try to understand the purpose of our life, purpose of our arrival to coming to this world.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. As we have heard, Allah has prepared everything for us in the akhirat, in the hereafter. But what we see is that we don't want to leave this world. Our attitude and our behavior is not of those who are willing to leave this world. If we have yaqeen and we have faith and iman that Allah has kept Jannat for us, Allah has kept so much of blessings for us in the akhirat, why is it a problem to leave this world? As Maulana Asim Madani has beautifully mentioned, that one of the diseases that we have today that prevent us from living this world is actually hubbud dunya, the love of this world. The love of this world runs in every vein of our body, and therefore we're not ready to let go. A true believer would understand that death is actually a gift of a believer, because it is only after death will we be able to see the Jannah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has beautified for us. We make dua in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us from amongst those who can prepare for death, because death knows no age, it knows no location, and it knows no time. We actually have no choice but to prepare for death at every minute of our time, every second of our time, and every split moment of our time. Only then will we be able to reap the benefits of Jannah that Allah Tabarakahu wa Ta'ala has informed us through the lips of His Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about. We should always strive very, very hard to gain the akhirat, to have that reward in the form of Jannah that Allah Tabarakahu wa Ta'ala has kept for us. And the only way we are going to attain that is when we start preparing for the akhirat. Until we meet again, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept all our fasts, all our charities and all our endeavors and each and every good amal that we perform in this blessed month of Ramadan. Ameen, ameen, bijayin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quest of a believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of a believer.